Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to learn about a new social network for agriculture, for farmers. It is called FarmTime Network, and I am going to share a conversation with Angie Bergmeier, who is a president and has founded and started this new network. Angie, I want to learn about FarmTime Network. Let's just start with that and you, and how did this thing come about?
Well, we want to get connected with agriculture, and what we did is started a social network called FarmTime.com, and it creates an opportunity for the world of agriculture to share their information. So there's groups, forums, all kinds of energy on the website that we're building, and it's just a continuation of building and adding things that we could.
So when did you start doing this?
Well, about a couple of years ago, my husband and I own a small manufacturing company in Kansas, and we kept thinking, how can we reach the end user? How can we reach the farmer? Because it's very difficult to do that. And with social media on the uprise, I put a team together. We started working on this. We brought in a group of farmers to be our focus group. Asked them all kinds of questions. What would you want to see in a housed location of a website? And that's where they told us they'd like to see weather, markets, what's happening with the news. And we created FarmTime with a group of about 10 people.
So I am assuming it's farmtime.com.
Correct.
So what do we find when we go there?
Just like I said, you'll find the weather, you'll find markets, groups. We have groups for future farmers. We have groups with the Kansas Agro Women is a group on there. We also have forums where you can talk about discussions with what kind of products you're using. There's a canola discussion about whether or not should we grow canola in Kansas. And it is Kansas-based, so we're going to have a lot of Kansas people on there right now, but it is expanding worldwide.
So what is kind of your vision for, you know, the future?
Well, I have a goal, and my goal is to reach 1,000 members. We launched it last March, so my goal is to reach 1,000 members by the end of April. And my vision is just to continue to expand. More members, the more things that will be put on the site, the more the world of agriculture can come together. You know, with the farm bill where it is, we need a location for people to group, to talk to your legislatures, for people to understand that if the local extension office is having a safety tractor day, you know, tractor training, that's happening right around the corner, or it's happening in your area. And that's what I want FarmTime to do, is just have the world of agriculture be able to talk about what's happening and what you can do to expand that and be more active in the world of agriculture.
So I think a question that many might have then is, how do you support it? How do you make money? I know I get this question all the time.
Well, it's a very good question, and that's why one of my goals is to reach the 1,000 members by the end of April, is that is when I'm going to reach out and start trying to repay our pocketbook, because, you know, I have pretty much funded the whole thing from the get-go, and, you know, we will look to advertising, some direct marketing, we're hoping that will be available to really reach the end user of what they're looking for. So if it's a rancher, I'm not sending him information on a combine that's, you know, combine sale they're having or promotion. But that is the goal. We're going to reach out and do marketing and advertising.
Now, besides this show, do you have plans to be at others? And in looking at this show at Connect Expo, how has this gone for you? How well are things going here?
Well, you know, it's gone really well. I'm pleased with the show. We actually took our manufacturing company to the Ag Connect 2 years ago in Atlanta and got stuck in Atlanta because of the ice storm.
It?
Yeah. But this show is a lot better. I think that Mid-Based, you know, is very helpful for straight shows because I've been to several. And I think when they have it more in the mid area of the United States, it just, you get more people. But I'm actually looking to go to Tampa next week. I'm going to the National Beef. Uh-huh. And then the following week, we're actually going to Tulare. So, and Memphis. We got Memphis coming up, too. The Gin Show. The big Gin Show. So, yeah, that's where we're headed.
So, what people need to do is go to farmtime.com. They create an account or a login and register.
Yes. We have a series of questions just to make sure you're in the agriculture world. And it's based, you know, it's geared towards farming and ranching. But we want to make sure that we keep people on there that are in the agriculture world, excuse me. And we try to watch that, monitor that, so we don't have a lot of bad people on there. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Yeah,
what you
yeah.
Mean.
But all you do is answer the series of questions. It's absolutely free. And you're a member. You can sign up with groups. You can sign up on forums. You can join a blog. You can create a blog. We also have a farm family where there's some coloring pages and recipes and some fun stuff for the family as well.
So another question that I think people might be interested in, we have these big established social networks like Facebook and Twitter, where there are some pretty active ag communities or, you know, companies that have created, or at least are trying to create an engagement with their customers or members. How do you see fitting into that, and what I mean, I think you've given us some of the I'll call it features or benefits here, but what is going to like draw them to Farm Time, and how do you feel about what's going on in those other channels as well?
Well, that's a great question. Let's just use Facebook for example. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody is on Facebook, and a lot of the middle-aged are on Facebook more than the young kids nowadays, because now we have Instagram and we have Foursquare and Twitter, and the reason why I like Farm Time is it's just for agriculture. It's for our group to come together. But, you know, I also integrate it with Twitter because we have Ag Chat and you have Ag Blog and Farmers Feeding the World. And there's just so much out there. There's a wealth of information. And what I would like for Farm Time to do is expose everyone in agriculture to the wealth of information that's out there.
So if do you have integration? You mentioned Twitter, but say Facebook. If mm-hmm. I'm in Farm Time, is there a way for me to share out maybe to through some of my other networks that I have?
Yes, absolutely. Farm Time does integrate with Facebook and Twitter as well. So yes, you can integrate those together.
Okay. Anything else we didn't touch on that you'd like people to know about what you're doing in Farm Time?
Well, I am excited that we branched out this January. We just launched Farm Time Classroom in the Classroom. And what that is a periodical reader that I want to put into the hands of students every month. So just so they can touch on agriculture. It's very simple. There's just a 4-page reader. The first two that we have already have completed is one on farm fresh milk, and the second one's on potato farming. And I want kids to realize how a green bean is farmed, how cotton is farmed, how goats are raised, cheese. And that's one of the things that Farm Time Network has done, is expanded Farm Time in the Classroom. So I'm very excited about that, and we've got a lot of interest in it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Angie, for visiting here at this AgConnect Expo. And we will try to direct people to go to farmtime.com. And I'm going to do that myself, chance that I get. And we'll just hope to keep in touch and see how things progress as you go forward. Because we're all about everything that you're about. And I think it's great that we see more of this. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to staying in touch with Farm Time Network to see how things progress, and we'll hope to visit back again with Angie at some point down the road. That is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.